Parsha Baloischa, there's a lot of very chashuv inyanim. One of the last inyanim here is that nevuah is Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's one of the ikri emuna according to Rambam about the yichud of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, that it's more chashuv than other neviim and so on. But there's two panim. In other words, there's a panim mitzad halacha, that the reason why the Rambam says other Nevi'im can't overturn Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevu'ah, because it's a very different type of Nevu'ah, and everyone draws their right or the validity of their Nevu'ah from Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevu'ah, and therefore, if they say some Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevu'ah, it's not valid. But there's also mitzad the darg of Moshe, there's a yichud here, and try to be oimed on the teichin of Moshe Rabbeinu's yichud. It's not the pshat that just Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, has perfect nevuah, is the absolute gold standard for nevuah, and everybody else is less. There's also a darga here, mitzad the person. We need to be oimed on it, mitzad the teichin. So it says that Miriam Aaron spoke about Moshe, that is prior from the Isha, and that was the problem with him. So first of all, understanding of all the things, kind of, it's sort of, what was their, I don't know if I said it was their business, but like, where's the taina come in? It's a taina. I mean, if she had a tevia, if Tzipora had a tevia, she could take him to Bezin. What's their taina to him? You know, I mean, the very, very coarse Pshutash al-Mikra is that they felt he's sort of a balgaiva and he's being uppity. But the taina was specific on that. And Bemis Chazal say that there were three things. It's a machlokes in the Medrash, but according to one man, the Yama, it's one of the three things that Moshe did midaita, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to him. So there was an inyan over here was done midaita, and therefore there was a mock to be chaylik on it. In every other inyan, every other inyan was hanhaga mitzad. Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the Hagbolah, the Be Moisiv Yomechad Midaitoi, it was Midaitoi, and this is also Midaitoi, so there's a makom to be chaylik on it. But what was the exact Nekudah? It expressed itself specifically in this point, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah differed from their Nevuah, and it differed in a way that they felt it was wrong and he felt it was right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them, and he said, "V'yoyimah Shimon advarei im yirni v'achem Hashem b'mara elav esvado b'chaloyim adababoy." If you have a nevuah, it's b'marim b'chaloyim. Loichein avdi Moshe b'chol beisin emunu. So the first thing is Moshe, as opposed to every other navi, that's b'chaloyim, he's b'chol beisin emunu. That pasuk sort of comes in the middle. It's not really following after something, because the hemshech would be the right. If we were editing, we'd put hey before vav. Shimon advarei. If you have a navi, I can only speak to him b'chaloyim. Loikin avdi Moshe pel pel dababoy umarav loy bechidus mon Hashem yavid. So that's the hemshech of that pasuk. Loikin avdi Moshe b'chol beisi neman who is not really. What is it explaining? He's telling him that he's more chashuv than them. I can speak to him pel pe. So where's the whole this in them stuck over here? It should be either at the beginning or it should be at the end. But lechur, it's coming smack in the middle, interjecting in the middle of a pasuk, which is one hemshech. And it says pel pe adababai. The pel pe over here is also strange, because the bederchlal, you listen with your ear. As when two people talk with their mouth simultaneously, it's not a very good conversation. You want, I should speak and you should listen, you should speak, I should listen. It should be pel oizen adababoy, if you wanted to say it, doing it directly. What is pel pe adababoy? What's the pel pe part of here? And they want to be, this is where they want to learn that is a pechina of shechina medaberes metech groinoi, that it's something. It comes straight from Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth, which again, is misinterpreted as understanding kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of puts in a cartridge or loads up Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu just spits it back. The b'china of pel peh is meramis on Shchinim Desach Groinei, but what's the peh el peh adaba boy? And then he says, Usmunas Hashem Yabit, which again is sort of leaves room for understanding, misunderstanding, what does Tmunas Hashem mean over here? I thought it says Loi b'marav, Loi b'chidus. So that's one. So we need to get a little bit of a handle on what the psukim are, the vikuach, the time is back and forth between between Moshe, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering on behalf of Moshe to Aaron and Miriam. There's another Chazal say in the Yalkut. They say the following: Kol ma shelamata v'mayla uvemata gilisiloi, kol ma shebeyam v'kol ma shebechorba. So, I was in Chol Beis Neman, who he says, I was megala him everything. Her esiv male malo male mata, male phonim male ochor, mashay mashas elias. So I was megala to him male malo male mata, male phonim male ochor, mashay mashas elias. So the Chol Beis Neman kilo is going on that prat. That I was megala to him in yonim, that I was not megala to anyone else, and that I can't bring out to anybody else. The Mishnah, the words are a straight quote from the Mishnah Chagiga. Mishnah Chagiga says that you can't ask mala 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 matam al fanam ocher, and someone who asks that, someone who's chayka that, shows that he's not, he's pegay on the covet of the, he's not chas on the covet of kvod koinei. So, l'chura, it's a halacha. It's halacha that these are inyanim that are off the record, off limits. You're not allowed to. So if you're not allowed to, it's hard to say the halacha applies to everybody but Moshe. The Mishnah should have nuanced it. I mean, it's not, if it's a Gia Dosmash Rabbeinu, I guess they don't need to have such halacha. But the Mishnah seems to say that as a halacha. It is wrong to be chayker in that place. What's the criteria of it being Moshe being different? In other words, what's Moshe Rabbeinu over here? He's a bigger Navi? Does the Mishnah should have said, Allah imkeni gia l'dar gosei shel Moshe? There should be some sort of qualifier. The problem is not the problem of, and that you're not allowed to, that it's usur. I mean, we know that any other Yisurim, if somebody would make exceptions for it, it's an epikoris. There's a gather that wasn't given to be chayke and to be derish in it. So how do these give a gather for it? Except the type of exception, unless you're very very big like Moshe, is not a good exception. We have to give it some sort of qualifier. This kash is especially shver on the Rambam, who learns the Pirush HaMishnayos that the problem is not. Kilu, these are secret things that are just stamped on it, confidential and usher and so on and so forth. But these are things that the human mind can't understand, period. And any attempt to understand them perverts the mind, distorts the mind, leads to apikorsis, like the Gemara says, arba nechsu lepardis. These are things that are not given for understanding. So then, l'chura, Moshe Rabbeinu is still human, he's still a person. How did he cross over that divide? That's as far as the Yalkut goes. There's a sefer called Paneach Raza. Paneach Raza was written by Rabbi Yitzchak of Rabbi Yehuda. He was in the later diaries, a Rishon, and it's a sefer on Chumash quoted wide. It's sort of semi-Kabbalah, Rimazim, that nature of things. Like the early German Kabbalah, like Rabbi Rachosi type, that type of. So he has, it's brought down, and it's in Yalkut Ruveni a lot, and so on. So he says like this, B'chol Beisi Nemanu. It says he's believed B'chol Beisi. What does that mean? Loishe Nemanu Milignoif. It's not that I trust him, he's not going to steal anything. The other Kesev is Zov Yesham. There was nothing to steal over there. Ella, what's the Nemanu? Neman Ruach Mechasa Dova, Melegalos Yisrael Dvarim Shal Maila. Yecheskel v'Yeshaya. He was, I trust him that he's not going to reveal things that he's not allowed to everybody else, like Yecheskel and Yeshaya. That he told everybody what he saw lemala. Aaron Akrain was able to understand it as a Said Nelam. Well, Yisrael Omer Derech Klal Behelam. He just told him, what he told Klal Yisrael was a general, Ra'isi Masha'in O'izin Chol Eshmoya, Ala Teiduk Hashem Alekein Hashem Echot Vein Biltay. I saw the things that it's impossible for the ear to hear, and it's something that's Hashem Alekein Hashem Echot, and that's it. So he says, Ra'isi Masha'in O'izin Yochol Eshmoya. I saw things that the ear can't possibly hear it, so I can't tell you about it. So if you listen carefully, there's a little remez over here that he said, I saw things that it's not possible to give over, and therefore I just have to mistopic and tell you the bottom line is Hashem Akein Hashem Echad Be'in Oid Mavari, so on and so forth. So I'd like to understand, what does it mean Yecheskel and Yeshaya told over, they spilled the beans. They told everybody what's upstairs. So they did Shalei Keshura? I mean, a Navi only said the things that it was told to be Manavi. All the Nevuas are Nevuas that they told him. Nevuas were committed in writing, and obviously if something had been quote-unquote inappropriate, they wouldn't have wrote it down. What does it mean that you're Neman? I trust you? And therefore, you're not going to say it over like Yeshaya and Yecheskel who told it over. And Moshe Rabbeinu said that I saw things that the Oizen can't hear, that you can't that you can't tell it to Oizen. So if that's true, Reizi Masha'ina Oizen Yechol L'Shmoya. If that's true, then what did Yecheskel and Yeshaya do? I mean, how did they get over the problem of being mastered? So I want to understand what Panach Raz is driving at when he says that he's Neman, that he won't spill the beans, like Yeshaya and Yecheskel, and that's what the word B'chol Beis Neman is, and rather he kept it a secret, and he told everybody, listen, I can't tell you guys what it is, and Aaron HaKohen, he told B'chashoy. I mean, when it says that Aaron HaKohen told B'chashoy, It resonates with the Chazal that Belechisha, the Zohar that Emor by Le'aron to be Belechisha, it says, to do it by whispering. But Al Kapanim, the main thrust is Panach Raz is explaining the Beis Neman, and he said, and that's why Dafke you and because you're not going to tell other people. I want to be a little bit sotri misamik this inyan, because it's an inyan that is really goes to the heart of the mesiras of Torah and so on. Whenever it says the mashal that kishem shein patsafem doimis kach deshem shoynis the every single person has a different daya. Every single person has a different tfisa of chachma and so on and so forth. The richuk between two people is a richuk that is a richuk first and foremost on the b'china of das, that I hear differently, I understand differently, I think differently, I interpret differently. That makes each person different. A person that I have nothing, that I don't see things the same way he sees, there's a natural israchus. We're not kroivim at all. If I see things closer to someone else, then we are able to have more in common and overlap more. Whenever I speak with somebody, so the speech works, the person expressed his feelings in dibur. I listen, and I interpret what he says. I Listening means I think I hear what he says, I process it, and I understand it now the way I understand it. So, LaMarshall, if the person himself is telling me about an event that happened that he's a witness to, I automatically adjust the story to the way I think it probably was hearing from him. If a person tells me some of his own deis and shitas and feeling, I'm going to Bardas processes it and puts it through his mind and brings it out in his words. And we're not talking about somebody who gets paid just to say it over verbatim because he has a memory that can just spit back things. That's not a mile at all. Well, that's a talent. It's not nothing to do with das and seichel. But we're talking about a bal das and a ben seichel. The klal gadol is you always know that the other person. If you want to know that somebody didn't understand something, if he tells you over a shtickel Torah word for word the way it's written, it's barakum nusa that he doesn't understand what he said, because no one says over word for word. The famous goyen with the same chuvana is that two people said est edus and he said exactly the same words, and he said they ate a sheker because the mission says in nimsa the same chuvana, meaning if they're approximately the same, there are no two people that interpret the same thing the same way. So if I have somebody that I ask to speak on my behalf, and I tell him what it is that I am, what it is that I want to say, the person will say it over in his words. Again, unless this person is mamish, a meturgeman, where all he does is say out loud, where he's a glorified microphone. So a glorified microphone is not a person. It's not the ghetto we're talking about. We're talking about a bardas, a person. So when I say, tell everybody X, Y, Z, he says it the way he thinks I meant at best, or usually what he thinks I should have meant. That's the way in which a person conveys the bur. So the oizen is a koilit. When I speak to somebody, the klit is in the oizen, and then the dibur is the other person's dibur. That's the... The closer a person is to me in daya, in the hearing things, the way I hear it, the more what he says will sound like what I meant to say or mean to say. In the darga of, this is between people, in the darga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lemaila from everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nivdol, then every single thing is going to come through a filter, and that's the mashal. So when you have, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there's a Dvar Hashem, and it strikes my ear, I deher it in a certain way. And I deher it in a way that has my, that's going through Kalim and the Musag that I understand. So for instance, if I take, let's take a very, very simple example. If I take a three-year-old, and I want to teach him how good Torah is. So I pour honey on the aleph beis, and he licks the honey, and he says it's very sweet. Because the musik sweet and good is honey. That's it. That's the ultimate in good. So I'm trying to associate something outside of his world and interpret it to his musagim. His musik of Torah is honey, and I say Torah is also honey. It's a mashal for Torah. A mashal means that I'm applying the words that I have by me, the musagim I have by me, to things outside of my tchum. That is the word of mashal. Since we are bus of Adam, and our sense, kolzman, our neshama is in the guf, the I, is a combination of the two. We're guf and neshama. So we have in us elementary blocks. It's just like a computer has different levels of language, and the elementary level is things called machine language, if I'm not mistaken. That's Be'etzim what the computer understands. But you build a language on top of that, a language on top of that, a program on top of that language, so that it's interpreted back to its basic terminology of on and off or whatever it is. Our sense of toiv is glorified honey. That's our musagim. We live with tainugim, and the tainugim we live with are chamridika tainugim. And the main, everything has to be interpreted. And that's sort of the pasuk talks, whenever the Torah talks about remazif olam haba, it's also olam haza. You know, v'sarachti b'kirvachem, and I'll be mitayel between Gan Eden, and there's Levyosin, and there's Sharabar, and Bar, and there's Yayin HaMishumar, and Naharais, and everything. Those are real words to us. The words that evoke the sense are Naharas of Afar Simoin, or Naharas of Fire, and all the terminology used in Chazal, and certainly in Ksuvim, are words that are our vocabulary. Our vocabulary of Tanugim is the world of physics Tanugim. Since the most elementary sense of things that we have is Tainug, Tainug and Tsar, Nega and Tainug, so that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Zakdama, he brings it as Derech Agav in Zakdama to Chelek. You're supposed to teach a child using, he says, when he's little, you have to give him candies and sweets as rewards. When he gets older, you give him money and then covet. And if he's loyal to it, you let him in on the big secret of Nasa V'Nishma. The pshatnet is, you need to translate toiv into his basic language. If I need to dehear something as toiv, so if I'm a three-year-old, the only thing that's toiv is honey, and unless I translate toiv into honey, it's not toiv. So then I'm talking abstract things. It's a p'china of toiv. That's great. P'china of toiv is a p'china of toiv. But it doesn't strike my sense of tainug unless it has honey on it. And if it's older, then it's money, or it's covet. I need to interpret it into, if I'm to be nischaber and niskasher to it, since my chibur and kesher of tanugim is to this world, then that's what it is. Adam's strong, in the word ledavka boy, in the strongest kesher we have, the Torah says, v'davak b'ishtoi, v'hoyo lebasa echot, Dveikus and Achtus come to us. The basic language is V'davak B'ishtoi V'ol V'asechot. That's the word Echod and Davak come to us in that's the most elementary block of language for those two terms. And B'meila, we have a whole Megillah describing being Mistabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the words, the language, is the language of Davak Bishta. Because that's the honey on the Megillah, on the Oisius, that we understand. And we say, you understand the Kesha and the Dveikos of you know, the Azakamavis Ava in your language. That is a mushel, only a mushel, for something that's way greater than that. So when I lick the honey, I understand the mushel. But without it, I don't understand the mushel. And the same thing, the echad, the musig of two different things being echad, I dehear it only in those terms. And the melev, that's the language of Mishalom. So all Nevi'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke pel oizen, because, and the melev, it was mushelding. That automatically is a mushel. Because whenever I hear something from you, then that becomes an interpretation. If my musagi yisoid are akin to your musagi yisoid, the mushel is clearer, sharper, more precise. And if it's not, then it's further and further apart. That's the that. So just so you understand, the honey on the letter is a very a very far-fetched mashal, and money is a little bit better than that, and covet is still a little better, closer to it. The same thing here also. Whenever a Navi is spoken to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the Navi, and the Navi interprets it, sees it, and tells it to us. He's Mashmiat Hawa's name. And that's why Yeshaya and Yecheskel could tell us about the Maariv HaLikim, because the Maariv HaLikim that they saw are an interpretation. And he could come along and he could say, there was Nevuah, there was a parash of Nevuah on that. There was a parash of Gilu on it. There's such a punim, and the Pnei Nesher, and the Pnei Arya, and the Pnei. All of those are words that mean something in our language, and they are valid mishalach. Moshe Rabbeinu was in a darga of not that he was there and interpreted things like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine somebody, the closer somebody is to someone else, the more what he says is very akin to what I mean. And there's a minimal amount of interpretation because we think alike. We've been together for so long, we naturally are similar, our thought process is similar, and it almost is as if I'm talking through you. Imagine the difference between, you know, if you tape something, or if you have a tape, if you have something playing and you put a cable and feed the computer with it. It's going direct, the information is going direct. It's not I'm hearing and recording it. I'm getting the etzem inyan of yours. When something is this, so just like my musage yisoid are musagim of taiva and olam hazeh, and everything in ruchnias has to be interpreted through it, for the person that's there in olam haba, we're not going to be talking this language. We're not going to be saying, oh, did you get a piece of levyasin? How was the Yayin HaMeshumah this morning? We're going to have a different, we're going to taste that Yayin HaMeshumah. It's faket. We're going to say, this world was a mashal, was a te'ima. There are things in this world that Kachor will put in as to be able to use for that. But it'll be a very different language. Our musagi is soyid, our musagi is soyid of a neshama, not of a guf. Right now, since we understand through our seichel, it's musagi yisayid of guf, and so on. As a person is mizdachich, as a person becomes more ruchnius, his musagi yisayid change, and he hears things much closer. Like the Rambam says, ultimately, if he's one of the fortunate few, we can begin to slowly drip in the musagim of the musagim of lishma, because lishma doesn't have any. Lishma means that it's not an interpreted tainuk. Shaloi lishma means I'm learning for money, covet, kanter hashom, etc. That means that I'm interpreting the tainuk of Torah into another tainuk. Lishma means with Torah mitzar atzmai. I'm beginning to dehair the tam of Torah in itself, the emes shaboy and its teichin as being the tainuk. So all neviim needed to have that. The reason why the precious mina isha is since the inyan, and it says it in Sfarim, the inyan of Vedovak and Voilbasa Echad is given in the Tzur of Ish V'Isha. And that's the mile of Ish V'Isha. And that's why somebody who's Shoy B'li Isha, he's not Zechat the Torah, he's not Zechat the other things. It's something which is lacking, for a normal person, it's lacking in Kedusha. And the only time he has a Madrega, he can have Madrega is if he's with Ishtoi. And that's because those are the words to which they hear something else. Everything that the Sfarim HaKadoshim speak about, the Zivugim and all the Ksharim, is through that language specifically. That's because we're here. And that's the Pasuk. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told everybody, Shuvah Lo Aleichem, you, everyone else, go back to your world. So how are we going to know Torah? We're going to darshan it in your terminology. For Moshe Rabbeinu's Ata Poya Moidi Modi, Moshe Rabbeinu was there. Moshe Rabbeinu's world was there. And b'meila, his Musagi Yisoid became something else. And his Musagi Yisoid were now Musagi Yisoid that to us is there, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's here. The Rambam's Lashon, awesome Lashon, he speaks about the difference in Yisoid HaTorah and Perek Zayin. He speaks about the difference between the Lashon, all Nevi'im and Nevi'im Moshe Rabbeinu. He brings the four Nafkeminis. And he says that he could be Mesabu Chol Eis, and he wasn't scared, and so on and so forth. Ubazei Yifticho Akeil, Shenema Leich Emor Lehem, Shuvu Lechem Lo Leichem, Va'ata Poya Moidi Modi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Holamadito, Kshekol HaNevi'im, Kishanevu'a Mistalekes, Choyzim Loholom, Shehutzorche Aguf Kulon, Kishar Ha'om. On Lefikoch in the Poshim Shaseyev. Every Nevuah, the Nevuah is the extraordinary. And if I need to interpret it, my default setting is Tzarche Aguf, including the Shoseihem. And I interpret everything in that language. That's the Shuvul Aleichem. Moshe Rabbeinu lechazal alei rishon. Moshe Rabbeinu never went back. Moshe Rabbeinu stayed there. Lefikach parash min ha'isha le'olam. Mekol ha'doim ela. There was nothing else that he was dovuk to. V'nikshara daitoi b'tzur ha'olamim. His das became kosher l'tzur ha'olamim. His mind was now part of there. V'le'instalek ha'oid malav l'olam v'korin arpanav v'niskadish k'malachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu made the transition to there, and that became his musag yisayit. That's the pshat, the difference in the manis between that the Panech Raza says he didn't spill the beans and so on, like Yeshaya and Yecheskel, but it remained a side by him. What's the pshat? The pshat is Yeshaya and Yecheskel, their understanding was not faithful to the original, to the Dag of Yeshaya and Yecheskel. But Yeshaya and Yecheskel, they saw such upon him, there was a lack of ne'eman to the makor, and b'meila they were allowed to spill the beans. So just like, let's say I have somebody who's not as particular chav of mine, and I overhear in a conversation some secret of his. So halachically you can't, but I mean, we don't feel there's a problem if he goes and tells other people. I didn't trust you with this secret. I figured it out myself, so I'll share it with you. But if somebody comes to me and says, being that you're my closest friend, I want to tell you some deep secrets, we feel it's very wrong to go and tell other people. The Hoylech Rachel Megala Soid is when the person tells me a soid. If I find out myself, it's kind of... okay, he didn't tell it to me as a soid. I'm doing something wrong. I'm hurting somebody, possibly, or if it's not hurting him, but I'm not being a gala soid because he didn't tell it to me as a soid. But if it's given to me as a soid, then where's my nemanis? They never got it in its original format, and b'meila, they never had it in a way in which it was. In which it was, it couldn't be given over. They had Pnei Ari and Pnei Nesha. Moshe Rabbeinu was Neman, both. He deherded it. How did Moshe Rabbeinu tell everybody? I saw things that the Oizen Loyochel Ishmaya. I saw things that I can't interpret. The bottom line is, seeing everything, all I can tell you is Enad Movade. So there was a Neman, a Nemanus of Moshe to the Mocker, that his deher was makardik, and it was a neman that he wouldn't give it over. It was hainu hach. The nemanus of not telling it was because it was, if you hear it the way it is, you don't have words to give it over weit. The Yalkut, when he says about the funim la'ach ocher, it means, The Yalkut says, the Mishnah tells us the halacha is a person can't be chayke, can't be shayel on those inyanim. In other words, you either know it or you don't know it. If you have an instinctive, it's like Lamashal, there are certain things that you're not supposed to ask. It's not polite to ask somebody else, a friend or whatever. But if he's very close to you, you can sense immediately something's wrong, I think this is it. The hair, if I have to be chayker on it, if I have to be derish after it, if I need to ask or be chayker and derish on it, that is not given. It's not given for me. If I need to break open the door to get in, it's not for human seichel and das. But if human seichel and das is dovek be'etzem there, then he is there. That's the difference in nafkinti too. You're not like they'll say hini muchen or mezumen to go find out what's the fanarach. Because those words themselves, if you don't know what it is, then you're going to be need to translate into mishalim, and it has no mishalim. This is the area that the oizen can be shemeya. Masha'in kain, if the person is masha'in kain, if the person is there, he hears it, he understands it. This is the reason also by paraduma. When we say Moshe Rabbeinu is given the tam, it's the pshat because it's not a tam that can translate itself into our language, but it's something that if you deher it the way he deheres it, and that's the pshat. It's pel peh adava. It goes from mouth to mouth. Moshe Rabbeinu's deher of things is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not koilet from it. It's not a klisheni. It's an era of a klirishim. It's the hemshich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's his galus, the way it is there. V'at the poya moidi modi, Moshe is there. I want to, we're talking about Dvarim, trying to Brum Shal Olam literally. I want to try to translate it to some Indian that we have some feel for and some understanding. There's a p'chin in Torah of how Moshe bears Torah Zayis. Moshe Rabbeinu translated Torah to Ayin Lashon means that the inyanim of Torah can be translated into languages, into musagim. You take a look around and you see the Gdol Olam, the Rambam, first and foremost, translated Torah into Aristotelian mindset. Gedolei in Sfarad, it was the Akedah or others, translated a lot of Torah into that language. Hans-Wolf Hirsch translated into a certain German cultured language. I don't mean the language is German. I mean the musagim and the ideas. And Torah has in itself that quality that it's mashal akadmoinim. It's called a mashal. It can, that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create any set of musagim in the world that Torah can't be translated into those musagim. And even though in its extreme translations it seems almost like two worlds, but they can both be emes. And that's perfectly appropriate for teaching Torah and so on and so forth, to translate it out into musage chutz. But a person needs to understand that the limitations of it. Every mashal, the further the person being koilet, the nimshal is from the original, the less precise his understanding is going to be. Take something very pashut. Let's say somebody who never saw yeshiva in his life, never saw from world, you ask him about it. You'll give him musagim, but those musagim always fall short because the mashal, because of the distance, the mashal will be very crude. When a person is mekadesh himself, when a person, the more a person draws back from a world that's physical, the primary issue, the primary barrier to the herring Torah in its original language is because we're dovuk in something else. And because a person is what he's dovuk in. And if my world of tanugis is macholis, Shas Shabbos is about cholent, and Yontev is about kreplach, and you have to have Musaf to get to the Kiddush, but it's all about the Kiddush, whether you say it or not, but that's our tefillah in it. If a person's Musagim or other Musagim, the more physical and Megushim a person is, the more Torah has to translate itself into other Musagim. As a person, and it's again, even simple things, let's say about davening. Translating davening into English is cumbersome. It's cumbersome, besides the process cumbersome, it also loses itself. Today, the modern approach to language is not to stand and to keep translating it and keep translating the sentences and the words you hear, but there's an immersion where you sort of use the words to associate with the things. So instead of give me bread in another language and you'll translate, aha, so this is this, this is this, you get used to seeing bread, putting your hand out and saying whatever language you want to say it in. There's an understanding today that to feel at home in a language, you need to use the language in direct association with the items. And then you develop the feel for it. So when you're hungry, the words instinctively come out that you're hungry, and so on. As a person grows in ruchnius, it's important, our progress in a certain very pneumistical way is going to be contingent on how much our basic language is the language of ruchnius. Whether it's the tam of amola b'teira, whether it's the tam of hisbonus or dveikus and davening, doing things that are right because they're right, acting in a way because this is right, and so on. As a person develops and he learns to try to feel for the tam of the thing itself, and it's harder because it's just like an uman teaches in a school. You learn things with words. Okay, this is why you bang this nail in. This is why you play this note. This is the formula for this. But when you learn an umness, an apprenticeship, a lot of times it says, you know, look at that and tell me where you think the nail should be banged in. Look at it again. Feel the wood. Pull. Push. It's going to work without a formula. It's going to work because it's nivla and yadam and basa, those musak. The good musician, he can tell you after some thought, he could translate it. But he doesn't work by translating. He works by saying, no, it doesn't sound right. Don't you hear? This doesn't sound. Listen again. See, this sounds so much better than this. Trying to get that sense of things, trying to dehear things in the original. The shyness of Chazal, the shyness of Psukim. If you mull it over enough, if you feel it, you begin to get the sense of it. There's a reason why Sfarim always speak in the Lashon of the thing itself, Minei Obey. I once saw somebody, a very modern Mechaber, a Talmid Chacham, had wrote a Sefer in Lomdus. And the Sefer itself was, the Torah itself was good Torah. It was written in extremely modern language. And it was somebody that was close to Michael Feinstein and the Bishop of son-in-law, and he wrote a Haskam on it. He said, the person is very kind, I'm Chacham, and I like what I saw. He says, but I need to make Ha'ara. He says, my chinuch is that the levush of Torah should be one with Torah. The language that Torah is spoken in should be Torah language. It should be not translation. There is an inyan to translate Torah when you're out there. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu built in the ability to be hired. But Torah itself requires the Harrington in its own language, in its own terms, in its own flavor, in its own music. When you have music, sound has a quality, amazing quality, that when you have two things that are of the same nature, they resonate. So if I have two strings that have the same pitch and I pluck one, the other will resonate with it. Peh el peh adaber is the darga that we shayef to. If a person is mezachek himself, person becomes more ruchni. A person learns to feel and to think with the terms of Torah. He begins to understand things a different way. He doesn't need to translate it into the language of his stomach or his particular, you know, needs or whatever it is. The person begins to hear it the way it is. It begins not the long trek of from mouth to ear through the brain and finally dehearing it the way I need to dehear it, but actually I begin to dehear it the way it is. The ultimate it's Moshe Rabbeinu's darga, but in as much as Torah is Moshe, when a person learns and he uses the words of Torah, the terminology of Torah, and the flavor of Torah, and he lives in it, the person develops that sense of things. Person develops kelim that are very, very, very akin to it. And his deher, his tefis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes not through Mara, and not through a Moshel, and not through a Melitza, but he comes a certain chin of Pel Peh, where the person himself is Neman. First and foremost, his tefises and his understandings are in line with what in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding, what the Emes understanding is. And the person moves from sitting in his own oihel and making an occasional foray up mountain, by the mountain, to being somebody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Va'ata poi amoydimot."